From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the headlines. President Joko Widodo and Vietnamese Minister Bui Than discuss economic cooperation. The new capital city authority to provide job training to locals. And the news in detail read by Steve. President Joko Widodo received a courtesy call from Vietnamese Minister of Foreign Affairs Bui Than Son to discuss increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. The Indonesian government will discuss it later at the meeting of the two foreign ministers. This was said by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. She further conveyed that in the trade sector, if Indonesian government is looking at the trend, trade between the two countries continues to increase. The target of meeting the trade fulfillment of $10 billion has been exceeded. Therefore, President Joko Widodo says it is important for both countries to set new targets for the next few years. The new capital city Nusantara Authority will organize several job and business training for residents of Penajam Pasir Utara East Kalimantan in line with the construction of the new capital city. Later, the local residents will become an inseparable part of the new capital's development. The government wants to see them contributing to the city's development. This was pointed out by the head of the new capital city authority, Bambang Susantono, while delivering a press statement at the presidential office Jakarta on Wednesday, was reported by Antara. He also informed that the training would include construction training, financial management training, and sewing, as well as baking classes. The head of Islamic organization Muhammadiyah Central Executive Board, Haidar Nasir, after receiving a visit from the president of Timor-Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, on Wednesday, affirmed that the organization's support for Timor-Leste's bid for membership of the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. As quoted by Antara, Haidar Nasir at the Muhammadiyah Dakwah Center building in Jakarta conveyed that the presidential entourage arrived at the building at 10 a.m. local time and was welcomed by Nasir and Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Muhajir Effendi. Nasir also expressed gratitude for Ramos Horta's endorsements of Muhammadiyah alongside Nahdlatul Ulama for the Nobel Peace Prize. Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture focused attention on the need to strengthen multi-sectoral coordination and cooperation to push acceleration of the stunting reduction program. The involvement of various sectors and the strengthening of coordination is needed to accelerate the handling of groups that are at risk of stunting down to the village level. This was said by Deputy for Coordination of Health Quality Improvement and Population Development at the Ministry, Agus Suprapto, when contacted by Antara on Wednesday. Suprapto further noted that one of the examples of at-risk groups is Brides-to-be, with an arm circumference of less than 23.5 centimeters, or those with anemia. The Southeast Asian bloc's special envoy for the crisis in Myanmar said on Wednesday that he is planning a third official trip to the crisis-hit country and that if he meets Aung San Suu Kyi, wants to use her influence to end the violence there. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Mr. Prak Sokhon, who is also Cambodia's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, told CNA that he hopes to make this trip in the second week of September ahead of the United Nations General Assembly meeting, which is set to run in New York from September 13th to 27th. South Korea said on Thursday it is targeting supplying half of its chips materials, components and equipment locally by 2030, up from 30% currently. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the plan is part of President Yoon Suk-yeol administration's strategy to strengthen the semiconductor industry as the home to top memory chips maker Samsung and SK Hynix, seeks to bolster supply chain stability and resources to become a superpower in the field. The industry minister said in a joint statement with other ministries that South Korea's chip industry estimates that about 20% of chip equipment and 50% of chip materials have been localized. When Prime Minister Mario Draghi announced that Italians had persuaded him not to resign, for much of Wednesday, it looked as if his national unity government would survive. He called for a new pact and a vote of confidence in the Senate. But hours later, three parties in the coalition said they would not take part in the vote. As reported by BBC.com, now after a year and a half, his broad-based government encompassing right and left is set to collapse. After what the leader of the center-left called a day of madness, Mr. Draghi won the vote, but deprived of the support of the three parties, he is not likely to tender his resignation for the second time in a week. However, he is first due to attend Thursday debate in the lower house of parliament. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner Highlight, Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces Andika Perkasa received Star Award from the Sultan of Brunei. Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces General Andika Perkasa received an award. Darjah Paduka Keberanian Laila Terbilang Yang Ahmad Gemilang, Darjah Pertama. This award is the highest award of the Sultanate of Brunei given to the leader of the armed forces. The Star of the State of Brunei was awarded directly by Sultan Haji Hasanah Bolkiah in the context of the 76th birthday or keputraan of the Sultan and Yang Dipertuan of Brunei Darussalam in the ceremony at the Nurul Imam Palace Bandar Seri Begawan on Friday. Indonesian Ambassador to Brunei Darussalam, Sujat Miko, was present at the award ceremony. He remarked that the awarding of the Greatness Stars showed the strong and close relationship between Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam, especially between the Royal Brunei Armed Force, or ABDB, and the Indonesian Armed Force. Ambassador Sujat Miko further stated that the cooperation between the two countries in the defense sector has been going on closely, despite the COVID-19 pandemic situation. The cooperation covered education between the Royal Brunei Armed Force and the Indonesian Armed Force. Even starting the 2021 academic year, Brunei increased the allocation from 1 to 2 officers of the Indonesian Armed Force to attend the Staff and Command School, or SESCO, of the Royal Brunei Armed Force, ABDB, in Brunei Darussalam. According to the record of the Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan from 2016 to 2022, as many as 18 personnel of the Indonesian Armed Force have carried out education in Brunei. Another collaboration is training with the Indonesian Armed Forces and the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, which are routinely held alternatively in both countries for joint training and dimensional one. Indonesia also supports Brunei Darussalam in the bid to strengthen the main defense system equipment or defense equipment. Currently, PT Dirgantara Indonesia is carrying out maintenance of one CN-235 aircraft belonging to the Royal Brunei Armed Force from June to July 2022. This activity is to restore the CN-235 owned by the Royal Brunei Armed Force. Indonesia has also procured 1,000 cannon munitions, 75 blank caliber for the Ministry of Defense of Brunei Darussalam in February 2022. The Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on July 21st, 1954, about cessation of war in Indochina between France and Vietnam. The war cessation agreement between France and Vietnam was signed at the end of the Geneva Conference on July 21st, 1954. The conference was also attended by representatives from the United States, Britain, China, and the Soviet Union. The Geneva Convention divided Vietnam into two zones, North Vietnam and South Vietnam. This division of territory later gave rise to the prolonged civil war after the French left Vietnam. Let's move to the event on July 21st, 1960, when Sri Mavo Bandara Naik was installed as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. Sri Mavo Bandara Naik is the first woman in the world to become Prime Minister and female head of state who is not hereditary. The murder of her husband, Prime Minister Soliman Dias Bandara Naik, made Sri Mavo who was previously only a housewife, entered politics until she was elected prime minister. Bandara Naik was re-elected prime minister of Sri Lanka in 1970 and 1994. We end today in history with the event on July 21, 1983, about the lowest temperature in history. The lowest natural temperature ever recorded directly on Earth was minus 89.2 degrees Celsius at the Soviet Vostok Station in Antarctica on 21st July 1983 with ground surface temperature measurements. On 10th August 2010, satellite observations show the ground surface temperature was minus 93.2 degrees Celsius. However, this measurement is not listed as the lowest temperature record because it was measured by remote sensing from satellites, not with a ground thermometer, unlike the 1983 record. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقاو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جانغ شوي بي تاي كاو جاو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فيي يان د تشوان بو. 我的口罩保护你。你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak
saya aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Timor-Leste have agreed to keep increasing the trade value in line with the good relation of both countries. That was stated by President Joko Widodo after meeting with Timor-Leste President Jose Ramos Horta at the Bogor Palace in West Java. As quoted from Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo said that the discussion on economic cooperation was the focus of the meeting. He also stated that considering the always positive trade relation growth trend, the Indonesian government believes that both countries' trade value can keep increasing. President Joko Widodo also extended the commitment of Indonesian state-owned companies and private sector in participating in the development in Timor-Leste, including in infrastructure. He encouraged the two nations to complete the bilateral investment treaty. President Joko Widodo added that the investment value of Indonesia in Timor-Leste reached $818 million in banking, oil and gas, and telecommunications sectors. The president further explained that besides economic cooperation, the two states will also discuss issues on border negotiations issue settlement. He affirmed the importance of the two countries to immediately settle the two remaining land border segments. At the same occasion, President Jose Ramos Horta said he was grateful for the Indonesian support in Timor-Leste's development in various sectors. He remarked that Timor-Leste and Indonesia have the commitment to continue the 20 years good relation between the two countries. He hopes that both countries' relation in trade and economy can keep growing. In the bilateral meeting of Indonesian and Timor-Leste leaders, four memorandum of understanding were signed, namely in the agriculture sector, cross-border bus mobility, standardization and metrology, as well as technical cooperation in trade. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
To our world. You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, the ngayu-ngayu tradition is again being held at the Sembalun Bumbung Traditional Ballet in East Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The event, which took place in the valley of Mount Rinjani on July 13 and 14, was attended by traditional leaders of the Sasak tribes and guests from sultans across Indonesia and even from Malaysia and Belgium. Chairman of the Executive Board of the Sasak Traditional Council, Lalul Bayu Windia, explained that the ngayu-ngayu tradition is held every 3 years. The term ngayu-ngayu is taken from the root word ayu in the Sasak language, which means good. This ritual is a celebration of kindness, joy, as well as a momentum for contemplation after 3 years of cultivating the land. In addition, the ngayu-ngayu ritual is a form of gratitude for the growth of red rice, or pade abang, where this type of plant does not grow anywhere else. In the past, the ngayu-ngayu ritual was used by the ancestors to break the chain of brown rice pest. Pests that attack brown rice receive medicine in the form of pure water and sacrificial buffalo skin. The pure water and buffalo skins are then distributed to each residence to be poured and burned in the affected rice fields. One of the ingredients, namely pure water, is taken from seven springs with a ritual of praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, the water is put in a special place, a semi-opened building, six pillars, called Sekanim. Throughout the night, the water is read with prayers and chanted with songs. From here, the water is paraded to the event venue. Throughout the procession, the villagers rejoice. Various traditional dances are performed, starting from the Genggeruk, Tapel Adam, to Tandang Mendet. Thank you. The second day of the Ngayu-Ngayu tradition begins with the slaughter of buffalo by traditional leaders. Furthermore, the head of the buffalo is planted as a stake for the earth or safety of Sambalun village from disaster. Then the meat is cooked by the women to be served and eaten together, which in the Sasak language terms, begibung. Afterwards, the mafakin ritual is held in which the traditional leaders recite a mantra during the procession of lowering red rice seeds from lembang to the seeding process. The next one is the topat war. After the above procession, the community goes round the traditional tomb 9 times. Each traditional leader, or who is represented by his child, carries water from 7 springs before being collected into 1 in the tomb. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, thank you. You are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia
from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Minangkabau people, lovers of Minangkabau culture overseas, or those of you who want to know Minangkabau culture, can come to Jakarta from 22 to 24 July because of festivals entitled Luhak Nantigo 2022 Cultural Festival will be held. The big event held by the Minangkabau People's Association is back at the Al-Azhar Grand Mosque football field, freshly on Jalan Sisingamangaraja, Kebayoran Baru, South Jakarta. The event takes place from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. For information, the festival is also a reunion for Minangkabau people. During the activity, there are various kinds of Minangkabau art performances that visitors can enjoy. Some of them are Rabab Dare, Dendang Saluang, Salawat Dulang, Randai, Silek Tuo Minang, Tigo Luhak Dance, Gandang Tansa Parade, Torch Parades, and Minang Stand-Up Comedy. In addition, there are Minang Musical, Theater, Talk Show, Seminars for Minang Small Medium Enterprises, Cooking Demonstration, Traditional Minangkabau Games, and the Minangkabau Youth Carnival. There is also a fashion show from Minangkabau fashion designers, Minang traditional music performances, Minang rapper and beatbox performances, Minang comedy opera, and Minang pop song competitions. In addition to the art performances, visitors can also enjoy various Minangkabau culinary offerings. Some of them are nasi kapau, padang satay, kampiun porridge, lamang tapai, itiak lado ngarai bukit tinggi, bika padang, luhak agam culinary ice gas, luhak 50 koto, luhak 50 koto culinary, and luhak tanah datar culinary. This event will also be attended by various Minang figures such as artists, business people, regional official of West Sumatra and official of State Institution of Minang Descendants. Both Minangkabau residents and the general public who want to come are free of charge. That miscellany.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Now, we are going to talk about a song by Andi Miriam Matalata. Andi Miriam Matalata was dubbed as a pearl from the south by Iskandar, an Indonesian composer and musician. Iskandar played a major role in Andi Miriam's career, such as coaching vocals and creating songs. One of Iskandar's songs was Mutiara dari Selatan, or A Pearl from the South, that Andi Miriam debuted with in the Indonesian music industry. Well, for listener, here is Mutiara dari Selatan from Andi Miriam Matalata.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Cintaimu, izinkanlah tanganku di lenganmu. Biarkanlah, biar aku lelah di pundakmu, dan kau usapkan jemarimu membelai rambutku. Daku
very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.